To our chapel service this morning, we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are many surprising paths that God may choose to take us on in our lives. Sometimes the plans that we have for how we'd expect or want our lives to go don't always work out. And sometimes the path that he may bring us down ends up being better than we had planned on or expected for ourselves. Then again, there are times when that path may be more difficult and rough and full of greater hardship than we ever would have imagined. Nearly every year, we hear about some recent graduate of our school that has had to undergo some difficulty or tragedy that they've dealt with, and something that probably while they were sitting here in these chairs, they never would have dreamt would have been something they'd have to experience in life. I'd like for you to a moment to try to imagine the difficulty you would have if this were your life. I'm just going to read to you some statistical facts about an individual's life. You would lose your father at age 12. You would lose your mother 2 years later. Your entire life is marred with war. War is all around you. In fact, it destroys your house, it destroys your church and your school. And because of that ongoing war that lasts most of your life, that is all around you, because of that war, there is an awful plague that strikes your community. And because of that plague, one of your siblings dies. After you finally get married in life, your first child dies in infancy. Your spouse dies at a young age after you've only been married for 13 years. And by the end of your life, you have had to experience 4 of your 5 children's deaths. Only one child will survive you. Now, probably in this sanctuary, there are individuals who have felt one or two of those things, but all of those things is really almost too much to bear, it would seem. Well, this is the tragic life of the hymn writer of our hymn for today. Please take out your hymn book and turn to hymn 377. Hymn 377. And his name is Paul Gerhardt. He lived in Germany. As you can see, they're born in the early 1600s in a town in Saxony, Germany. And he went on to be a very prolific hymn writer. In the back of the hymn book, where it lists all of the hymns written by various authors, you will see that at least 22 of the ones in our hymn book were composed by him, written by him. Some of his more familiar ones to you might be "Now Rest Beneath Night's Shadow," "O Sacred Head Now Wounded," "O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is," and "Jesus, Thy Boundless Love to Me." That's one that we'll sing tomorrow in chapel. It's a very natural part of human experience to take the deepest feelings and things that touch our hearts the most and the things that are the most important to us in life and somehow express them in song. This is just something that people have done historically through the ages. And that is certainly true when it comes to our faith. And it is hard to think of a hymn writer in the New Testament era that has done that in a more prolific way and more beautiful way. And this particular hymn we're going to sing today, we see Gerhardt expresses so well what it is like for the believer to go through the difficulties and trials of life. And knowing the backdrop of his own life now makes that even all the more real for us. I invite you then to rise and join with me in singing the first 3 verses.
Thank you.
This morning we have a special prayer request on behalf of a recent graduate from our seminary, Sam Gullickson and his wife, Anna. They also served as dorm parents in Tygan Hall a few years ago. Their unborn child is undergoing serious health troubles, and we pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, look upon this young family with your grace and guide them through these very difficult days. If it is your will, grant Anna a safe and healthy delivery of this child. Strengthen them by your word that they may continue to trust in your fatherly goodness, confident that you will work all things for their eternal good. We ask it all in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. One thing I've always appreciated about Paul Gerhardt's hymns is that despite all of the sadness that he himself experienced, and despite the fact that he could place into his hymns such a realistic view of life, a realistic understanding of the fallen condition of mankind and what the fall into sin has done to us, how it's affected us in our lives and our worlds and our world that we live in and so on. But with all of that in mind, how they can always have the gospel come shining through in these hymns. The wonderful grace of God through the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you see that joy expressed in this hymn this morning. How in each of the verses there seems to be this wonderful trace of joy and comfort that comes shining through. And in the season of Easter, the afterglow of our Lord's resurrection, we are reminded of the wondrous victory that he accomplished for us on the cross and by rising again from his grave, which points each one of us ahead, those who cling to him by faith, points us ahead to our own glorious victory over death itself as well. And we see that so beautifully expressed in the hymn today. You know, when you're a little child and your parents would read you a book, a story, maybe at night, and sometimes that story would have some tragedy or difficulty in it, or maybe it was even a movie that you watched, you always were just waiting for the ending to turn out happy and waiting for it all to somehow have some relief and comfort at the end. And that's something that we long for, isn't it? We long for in this life to have things be good and be better and so on. Gerhardt expresses that so beautifully in this hymn, the comfort that we have in the gospel, that despite all of the tragedy and difficulty we may have to deal with in life, despite our own sinfulness and so on, that because of the work of Christ, we have this most grand and glorious happy ending. And that is the eternal home in heaven that is waiting for us. Our Lord Jesus spoke about that in the gospel reading for yesterday. Just hear this one verse from John 16, verse 22. Jesus says to his followers, "Therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you." And because of this wonderful eternal home that we have waiting for us, we now can look at even the blessings we enjoy in this life with a completely new set of eyes. And as Gerhardt expresses for us, see them as nothing but a handful of sand compared to the glories that await us in heaven. We join in singing verses 4, 5, and 6.
Thank you.
It is said that on his deathbed, Paul Gerhardt quoted lines from this very hymn that we are singing today. He also apparently wrote what is sometimes referred to as a last testament to his only surviving son. And his son was only 13 years old. And I'd just like to read that for you today, some of the last words that he wrote. Now that I have reached the 70th year of my life, and also have the joyful hope that my dear holy God will soon rescue me out of this world and lead me into a better life than I have had until now on earth, I thank him especially for all his kindness and faithfulness, which, from my mother's womb until the present hour, he has shown me in body and soul and in all that he has given me. Besides this, I ask him from the bottom of my heart that when my hour comes, he would grant me a happy departure, take my soul into his fatherly hands, and give my body a peaceful rest in the ground until the dear last day, when I, with all of my family who have been before me and also may remain after me, will reawake and behold my dear Lord Jesus Christ face to face, in whom I have believed but have not yet seen. Let us now rise and join in singing the final two verses of our hymn.